There is a song that never ends. It just goes on and on, my friends. A song of God's love for us that became known to us within the womb. A love that is full of mercy and compassion. One that for some is easier to hear than for others, but can be told and repeated to those who need to hear the message. A message of honoring a God who cheats death, saves our lives from the forces that would distract us, and turn our eyes away from God's love. One who delivers us from those forces as individuals and communities of beloved. Many of us within this congregation, and those who I'm recording this for, are or have, within their lifetime, experienced loss of a loved one, life change, or illness. Those who've held on to grief so profound that they're asking themselves, what's next? Included in this pondering, many may be within the phase of waiting and seeing what's next. Living within those times when we try a different approach to see what happens. What will make the needle move closer to start after a time of limbo? Using every tactic in our backpack of history to make sense of why, instead of finding the rest God is seeking for you. To become okay with not having all the answers immediately, to allow space to not be okay, and reconciling within ourselves that we might not get the answers or relief we had been seeking. Perhaps that may be what God is intended as creator. While setting up the next scene or laying the foundation for the next steps forward or the life change coming. Having us pause within the chaos, wanting to swallow us up and recall the other moments in our lives when we can recall God hearing our voice and our pleas. Today, we are moving our focus back into the Psalms, for the ease they can easily express the emotions that we may be finding difficult to put a voice to. The words within the Psalms run the gambit of great sorrow, questions, trusting in God, trusting our gut that God is within us, and giving thanks for his presence. Psalms 116, which is our focus today, is part of the celebration of community who is restored to the land of Israel after exile and giving thanks for God's sovereignty over them. Recounting the struggles, joys, and life they went through during the destruction of their nation and the exile into Babylonian for many, many years. How they survived in many unfamiliar worlds of which they found themselves a part of the story is of their history. Then, as people found within their history a way to make sense of their present and the future, the post-exile people of Israel found a way to remain separate in their faith and practices from those whose nation they lived within. Within their traditional and cultural roots, they drew from help that had answers for them, who they were and what they were going to be doing forward, guiding their steps when they found themselves in unknown and uncomfortable spaces. The key to their survival in the wandering was their embracing and following God's wisdom, wisdom of the ancient text and promises given to them by God. Honoring and celebrating the wide range of emotions they experienced throughout their lifetime. The joy, the sorrow, the fear, relief, oppression, hurt, amazement, yearning, betrayal, within the variety of experiences they lived through. The interpersonal relationships they had, the enemies they faced, the illnesses that plagued them, and the national crisis of seeing their kings die and the remaining rulers taken into captivity or fled. The splendor of creation, the goodness of God, culminating within Israel's history and their personal lives, all leading them to testify to the multifaceted dimensions of humanity's relationship with God and with one another. pulling on those relationships and relying on them when they felt isolated, without hope, or had nothing else to hold on to. For us, when we find ourselves in those times of new realities and uncertainties of life, the question becomes, how open are we to the new ideas brought forth and being introduced to us? Those elements that look strange, the challenges we face with discovering, pondering on, and the clarity we use onward in our wilderness phases. Oftentimes, when we are being invited to rest, we think we are stuck in the mud or God is ignoring our cries and pleas for answers. Or we struggle to find or carry hope within us, and we begin to question our faith in God's love for us. Worst case scenario is we think we are lost and isolated, struggling on our own when in fact we are still part of the community. We are being encouraged to reflect on our situation, but not to the point where we stop trusting God. God is calling us to remain open to the Trinity's voice in our hearts and our minds, to look for the elders and leaders who are wise, who pull from the truths God has given them, instead of the cheap, false wisdom of the world around us. Because there is nothing new under the sun that God does not know about. When we are able to find those moments where we can look to God for dwelling in our periphery, recall with gratitude God's love, grace, and mercy for us. Then express with thanksgiving in public ways for those who have been delivered by God from distress, harm, or when we receive unexpected answers and try to gain clarity. When we're able to renew our vows to God in response to this love, this time of rest, the time of movement and exploring, and giving thanks for God's salvation in our lives. These are the moments that we are able to look forward to, holding on to hope throughout the times when we struggle to see God's goodness and God's love for us. We get to hold on to the reassurances that God is concerned with every event of our lives, knowing that when we are precious in his sight, that our illnesses and the deaths of the beloved is a very serious matter to God. God is emotionally invested in us and all creation because we are shaped and formed into beloved children since creation. We are called and continually reassured of God's claiming us. We are enabled and encouraged to keep our faith in all of life's hardships and the conflicts that we will face. The Psalms are those poems that we can go to when we are unable to speak the words so deeply rooted within us. When we aren't sure of our foundation because our world has been shaken, and we feel ourselves falling into disbelief, this is when we look forward to God, who sheds light on the path we are walking and gives us reassurance that the song of the Trinity never ends. Amen.